Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. We are going to be joined by Sharona Bishop, America's Mom. .net. We'll just double check that website. And then Walter Doherty is going to join us. We're going to get a briefing here on what went down in Colorado last night. As many of you know, Tina Peters was running for Secretary of State in Colorado. One poll had her up 12 points the day before the election, and last night she came in third. Now, we have some graphs and charts that, Logan, you can throw those graphs, that chart up on the screen if you want for people watching by television. We got to be careful because there's a lot of data points, a lot of data yet to come in, but it's looking really odd, folks. It's looking really weird. And when you see the chart, you'll recognize it and think that sure is odd looking. Does that look like a normal election flow? Well, I'm not an expert in that. We'll talk to Sharona and then we'll talk to Dr. Walter Doherty, who is actually trained in this area and has been doing this for some time. He'll give us an update. Why is this so important? Well, as I was telling Sharona last night on the phone when she called me to give me the update, if they can steal the election using an algorithm, again, from someone as high profile as Tina Peters, with so many people supporting her after what she went through by simply following the law and making a copy of her Dominion machine before anything could be erased, if they are going to steal the election of someone like her, what chance does anyone else have, right? There, for those watching by television, there's the graph, okay? You can see that the three lines, blue, red, and green, are for each of the different candidates that were running in the Republican primary for Secretary of State in Colorado. The green line is Tina Peters. Can you see anything in there that would cause you to say, well, that's weird? Doesn't that pattern look awfully similar in all three, the way it's going? Again, I want to be cautious because I know a lot of data is yet to come in, but even a layman ought to see and think that doesn't seem right. So we're going to talk to Sharona, and then we'll go to Dr. Walter Doherty on this as well. Sharona, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, good morning. Well, I tell you, I think everybody was as surprised as we are. And yet we couldn't imagine a scenario where the Secretary of State Jenna Griswold and Merrick Garland and Biden's administration could afford to have Tina Peters in that seat as Secretary of State. She knows where the bodies are buried. There's no way that she would go along with the narrative of even the GOP and what their compromise with the gold standard of Colorado. And so, you know, as challenging as it is today to accept that at this moment, Kirk Peters is not going on in the Secretary of State race in Colorado. You know, there's always a reason that these things happen and transpire. And I can tell you that last night we were met with phone calls and emails and people at the watch party, of course, saying, what's the plan? What do we do? What's the next step? Very excited, very motivated, because we really thought that they wouldn't try to pull this in the primary. And when your guests are looking at the graph, it's very important to see, to kind of walk through what you're seeing. you see three lines that match each other by ratio in the ballot drop and growth of those ballots. It's actually impossible for that to happen in an organic race. If you have the ability to put up the third district Congress run with Lauren Boebert and Dirty Don Corum, you'll see a little bit more authenticity. You'll see that the spikes aren't the same. You'll see that they're not all, that their ratio of ballots coming in is not exactly the same, literally moving at the same pace, having the ebbs and flows exactly the same. I mean, in the Secretary of State race that you're looking at, even the slightest little bump is exactly the same. You cannot tell me that every county in Colorado was receiving the exact number of votes for all three candidates at the, in the ratio anyway, at the same time to cause a bump at that exact moment together. And the reason we know that is because we can look at other races in Colorado, like the third district race that's more organic, where you see some distinction and you see some separating of these lines. That would be more organic because you can't predict what voters, how voters are going to vote and when they're going to vote, what time they're going to vote, when the vote's going to drop, and whether or not there shouldn't be this pattern that you're seeing in front of you right now. So it's you know, we've got a great group of grassroots people who are ready to do the hard work to figure out, again, how we move forward in Colorado. You know, we knew that if Pam Anderson, who works for CTCL, she is the director and has served as the secretary of the Zuckerberg-funded nonprofit organization that spent $400 million on ballot boxes across the country where 94% of those communities went to Biden. This woman ran as a Republican in Colorado, and it's really Colorado that has lost today if this race goes unchallenged and unchecked. This is a woman who parades as a Republican and is actually a self-serving Democrat. And I think that really begs the question, you know, as we were talking this morning, our incredible volunteers and just amazing patriots across Colorado, the question is, we've been told what to say. We can't say RINO, which just means Republican in name only. We're not allowed to say that in Colorado. We get chastised by our chair, the Republican chair, Christy Burton Brown. And so the question becomes then, when is it that we can say a Republican is no longer a Republican? Is it someone like Pam Anderson, who blatantly works for Zuckerberg and helps to get Democrats elected across the country and defeat Donald Trump? Is it someone like U.S. Senator candidate now Joe O'Day, who apparently last night beat out Ron Hanks as U.S. Senate candidate? And he is a pro-abortion, pro-Build Back Better, pro-fund Ukraine, pro-vaccine passports. When is a Republican not a Republican anymore and we can censure them, kick them out of our party, and not allow them to ever run again? And where does courage come from? When does our party and when do the people of Colorado and across this great nation really dig in and find that courage that's necessary to see these things through? Because we can look at these graphs. We can see it. I mean, I've got a zillion text messages and emails saying they cheated. And, of course, we know that. It's not a belief. It is the reality of what we're seeing right now. And yet every poll, as you mentioned, have Tina up. All of our polls did. We have multiple polls coming out of the East and West Coast. In no scenario whatsoever did Tina Peters finish last. In no scenario whatsoever did Tina Peters not win as the Secretary of State. In fact, the GOP poll that they were taking internally, it was the first time in 20 years they had not released it to the public. And that's unheard of. So why did they not share it with the public? And I think it's because they did not want to encourage her. And I guess we'll find out if at some point the GOP is somewhat complicit, because at 7:01 last night, the AP announced the results of the election, even though half the counties weren't even in. Only 46% of the vote was in. And at the same time, the GOP under Christy Burton Brown released their press statement saying, congratulating the winners last night. That just seems awfully interesting how they work together. Even their timing is on sync. It's incredible. So if we find that they're complicit in helping to steal and rig an election, we're not going to stop until until this is resolved.
It sounds like the other party has taken over the Republican Party. I mean, that sounds like you have a one-party system in Colorado.
It's been two wings of the same bird. And as you guys heard in South Carolina, the representative that's running for U.S. Senate, it was uncovered by Project Veritas, her encouraging them to put Democrats into these Republican positions, pretend to fight with us, but at the end, make sure you vote with us. That's exactly what we've had in Colorado. That is exactly what we've had, and why we believe that so many of our unaffiliated voters are actually conservatives. Let me tell you what the GOP is saying this morning. The Colorado GOP and the what people might call the establishment, meaning they've been around forever and they've largely guided us into the terrorist state that we are of Colorado. This morning, they're talking about on social media dissolving the caucus process. The caucus is where all of these people came together and said, we do not want the GOP governing us the way that they've been governing. We will select our own candidates and vote for them. Thank you very much. And we did that. All of our top-line candidates were willing to acknowledge that our elections are not secure, except for one. One top-line candidate would not go there and refused to, saying he needed the support of the GOP. And what do you know? He made it through his primary. Every single other top-liner, meaning they won the caucus process and they went into the election being vetted by Republicans, by conservatives, all lost. Every single one of them.
You said so much there, Sharona, and you're obviously very articulate, which is why I was lobbying for you to have a show on Lindell TV, which you do now have, because you are very articulate.
Thank you.
I want to go back to Pam Anderson. She now has won the Republican primary in Colorado. But again, I want the audience to understand, she worked with the Center for Tech and Life, funded $400 million by Mark Zuckerberg, that provided all the drop boxes and money for Get Out the Vote that should have been bipartisan, that wasn't. It was highly concentrated on Democrat cities. You're right now on 60 state radio stations as well as simulcasting on Lindell TV, but the 60 Christian stations you're on, VCY America out of Milwaukee, those states, for instance, like Wisconsin, where the Center for Tech and Life did all of their work, was so heavily involved in Democrat cities. And so the people of Wisconsin, you know, we have a huge audience there, know that. So you're telling me that the woman that just won the Republican primary for Secretary of State in Colorado, Pam Anderson, was the one working with that organization by Zuckerberg?
Not only was she working with them, she served as one of five directors and the secretary of CTCL. And for your listeners, prior to 2018, when Zuckerberg started funneling funds into this organization, they had never raised more than $1 million. And all of a sudden, they jumped from $1 million to over $450 million provided by Zuckerberg to go around the country and establish these mule sites where you can deposit all of these ballots. Now, what we saw, according to the graphs that ties in with this, is a front load on every single race in Colorado last night, meaning there's a big, massive dump of these early voting ballots, which have no chain of custody, by the way. We have no idea what happens to these ballots once you put them in a drop box. But we do see that there's this giant front load drop, and the selected candidate stays above every other candidate. There's never crossover. You know, you used to see when we would watch on election night, it would go back and forth and back and forth as ballots were being, you know, brought in and people were voting. You don't see that in one race in Colorado. Not one. One race has any kind of crossover, any kind of contentious, anything going on at all, because the front load is so big for the selected candidate that the GOP wants or whoever wants. And so there's no way to overcome that. And that's what we saw in the third report out of Mesa County, was this front loading of votes, votes going through and then a new database being created and those votes being moved into that database, secured and then reintroduced once again to add whatever number of votes was needed for whichever candidates. And I believe that's what we saw and what you can see in the graph. There's no way to overcome that front load of massive ballots. Apparently, I mean, we don't know for sure if those are even real ballots. I don't know. But there's no way to overcome that. And so when Judge Gableman, you know, he came to Mesa County, actually Colorado, just this past week, and he gave a very descriptive history of CTCL and its shenanigans and the Obama connections and basically they were created to help steal elections, to provide that front loader base that they need for those ballots that do not have any kind of chain of custody. We don't know where they're from, who they're from, if they're legitimate. And not only that, you know, remember, even if you're using, you've got your ballots, you've got signature verification machines, and everybody's talking about, well, we verified the signatures. These verification machines do not throw out perfect signatures, by the way. Never. They do not, they don't catch them. They don't do anything. They pass them through as though they are an organic signature. And so it all ties together, and that's what CTCL has been all about. And Colorado is in huge trouble. If this election, these results are allowed to stand, Pam Anderson, who served as the director.
Hold right there. I don't want to miss that. We'll come right back with the other side of the break, let you finish your thought on that. Don't go away, folks.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people. Filled up last year in 2021, and 2022 is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio. Our website is worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Don't forget about our Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up the middle of October. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend is filling fast, and all the details are at WVWTVstore.com, general seating, priority seating, the banquet on Thursday night, the luncheon, which is optional, with Dr. Peter McCullough and others. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Many of you have heard about the Cessna one-engine plane crash with Dr. Carrie Madej, almost killed her and her pilot. Providentially, where they ended up landing and the pilot picking out the where he did to land, she says is probably what, you know, obviously providentially God in working and helping to save their lives, because if he had landed somewhere else, I don't think it would have turned out the way it did, according to reports we're reading. I texted her yesterday. She texted me back. I was a little shocked. I didn't know how medicated she might be, or even if she was, you know, answering her phone. I was texting with her today several times, and she will be a guest with me tomorrow evening on television, and I'll bring some of that to the radio audience on Thursday as well. No, Friday as well. I'll bring some of that audio on Friday as well to the radio audience, because many of you, her story has gone viral. Dr. Carrie Madej, she's been quite vocal about the COVID shots, about what's in them, and it's very interesting what happened, because the pilot has 20 years of experience, has been trained for engines going out and gliding in, but something happened as they were gliding just fine, and then all of a sudden they drop like a rock, from the reports I'm reading. And so she's going to tell us more tomorrow night, and I'll bring it to you on Friday. Joining me now, however, is Sharona Bishop. Sharona, what is your website?
Yes, you can find us at americasmom.net.
americasbomb.net.
Yes, and we're on all social media. You can find us everywhere.
And then we're going to be joined by Dr. Doherty here in just one second. But I want you to finish the thought you had as we were moving into break. We had to cut you off. Finish that for us, please.
Well, I think what's so tragic is for the state of Colorado. You know, here we are. The people have been rising up. They've been trying to get their voice back. I mean, under this Democrat control, we've lost everything. Our gas, oil, coal, ranching, farming. They're after our children and hypersexualization. And we just can't seem to get out from under their thumb. And when you elect someone like Pam Anderson, who has served as the director of CTCL, who helped to funnel that Zuckerberg money, who also sits on the nonprofit called SEER, which also funneled to the tune of $70 million to Democrat election issues, this is a huge loss for Colorado. And this is also not representative of the Republican Party, of our platform, of our values, to help Democrats get elected across this country. And so it's a huge loss for Colorado if this election result is allowed to stand.
Let me ask you, before we go to Dr. Doherty, let me ask you, if they can do this to someone like Tina Peters, who so many people, myself, Steve Bannon, Mike Lindell, I mean, you, Ash, Sean, Dr. Doherty, I mean, the list goes on and on. General Flynn. I mean, the list of people who have been watching her race, watching what's been happening to her, talking about her race, talking about her. This there's probably not a candidate at the grassroots level that has had the kind of platform to reach out and tell her story and talk about what's going on as she had. And if they can do this and they have the unmitigated gall to, you know, potentially steal this election. That means if they can get away with this, with the media running interference, with the media laying down the narrative, I noticed the narrative seemed to be a couple days before, the media narrative seemed to be, she doesn't have a chance, she doesn't have a chance. Were you seeing that narrative? Because what I'm getting at is with the media working in conjunction with the companies that are doing this, reportedly, and if they can get their way with doing this to her, could they not do this to just about any other candidate now if they can get away with it with her?
Is that for me?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I absolutely believe that. I think they're trying to shame the whole entire election integrity and election security movement. I'm surprised they did it in the primary. I thought they'd wait till the general to try to pull this. But, yeah, I mean, these are the heavy hitters of elections in this country, and there's no poll that was done that showed Tina losing, Clark Peters losing. There is no poll. This is a very Biden-Trump situation in Colorado, as we've seen over and over and over again. This is what started everything for us, was a city council election where the results were absolutely outrageous and they did not reflect the community. Well, here we are again. We have absolutely outrageous results that do not reflect this state. There was no situation where Pam Anderson won. No poll that showed Pam Anderson winning at all. And yet here we are trying to figure out how in the world does this we know how, but, you know, sitting here scratching our heads, how are we going to rally the people? It's been a very exhausting journey this last, you know, year and a half already. And to rally the people and say, let's do it again. Let's do it again and not get worn out and not get exhausted is challenging. And
what's
so
the media?
To have these great warriors, like you mentioned, you know, being ridiculed now because of this election, I certainly hope that won't be the case.
Was the media a day or two before the election talking about how she couldn't win, she couldn't win? Were they, in other words, were they laying the narrative for her loss?
Yes, absolutely. So actually it happened the day before, all of a sudden, like 30 different articles all saying the same tagline, concern over Mesa County clerk ability to win election. I mean, it was Mockingbird Media. It was one after the other. I'm just scrolling. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, did they all just call each other and say, post this headline? Because it was all the same. And
so that's the narrative.
It was incredible. Incredible.
That's the narrative so that when the results come in, nobody's shocked. And then they suppress then they suppress the polls that go against the narrative they're laying down.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
All right, let's bring in Dr. Walter Doherty here and have you respond to that as well, Sharona. Stay with us as long as you can. But Dr. Doherty, for those who don't know, I think this is your first time to be on the VCY America Radio Network, 60 Christian stations out of Milwaukee, simulcasting also on Lindell TV and WVW TV. for those who maybe don't know, can you tell us your I mean, I know it. Sharona knows it, and many of our regulars know it. But for those who maybe don't know who you are, can you give us your resume real quick? Because it's quite impressive.
Thank you, Brandon. Yes, this is my first time. I went to Oklahoma Christian University, studied mathematics. Back then, years ago, there weren't computer science degrees. Then I went to Harvard for my master's and doctorate, and then for the last 32 years, I taught computer science and engineering at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. I'm retired now, which is a good thing, since I have time to look at math and computer questions about election results like the one we just had yesterday.
Okay, so you, I guess, have been studying this quite late and early in the morning today, and you, of course, have a lot of data points to still collect, but can you give us your professional analysis to date, please, on this race?
Well, the first thing I want to do is ask Sharona before she has to go, what is your take on Tina Peters coming in second place in Mesa County? Is that believable?
It's not believable. No, it's not. There's a very small fringe. The GOP establishment has had very little impact as of late on that community. So I have a very difficult time seeing that. And I also noticed that other grassroots candidates did not pull out their victory last night either. And that would be unusual. But don't worry, because the former Secretary of State, Wayne Williams, who brought Dominion to Colorado, he was overseeing Mesa County's elections last night.
Ooh, really? And for those who maybe don't know, the reason he's bringing up Mesa County is because that was where Tina Peters was or is the county clerk.
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
So for her to come in second in her home base is unusual. The other one was Keller County, which is a small population west of Colorado Springs and Pikes Peak. She also came in second there. Do you have any insight to that, Sharona?
I don't. I don't know a whole lot about Keller County, except for that they have like 108% voter turnout in 2020.
more votes helps. Than voters, and you say fraud on its face.
Yes.
So
yes, exactly.
What do you make of this chart, Logan, for TV, if you want to throw that back up? What do you make of this chart? I'm sure you've seen it by now. What do you make of that, or is it too early to make anything of it?
I'm sorry. I'm just on voice now. Which chart are you showing?
I don't know, Sharona, who took this picture. Mike Lindell sent it to me, and you've seen it. You've seen it too, right, Sharona?
Yeah, this would be Jeff O'Donnell's graphing of the Secretary of State results from last night.
For the statewide?
Yes.
Yes, correct.
All right. So the first thing that stands out there is how the votes increase in big jumps. So at the beginning, there are three or four big jumps, and then there are small increases, but the graphs almost look like you could lay one on top of the other.
Right.
Which on Jeff's website is the second graph.
What is his website, by the way, for those who may want to go look at it by radio?
It's magaraccoon.com, magaraccoon.com/primaryresults.asp. MAGAraccoon.com/primaryresults.asp. Now, I have to caution you that he's collecting the data from the New York Times website, which gets them from Edison Research, which gets them from Clarity and Seidel. In the case of Colorado, it's Clarity, which gets them from the Secretary of State. So these are not official numbers, but these are the numbers that you see on radio and TV. And so that's all we have at the moment until we can request the cast vote records and get the information for how every ballot voted without any personal information on it. So the first thing is that they seem to be moving almost in lockstep. So that may or may not indicate a problem. The reason I say it may not indicate a problem is because of the large number of votes between updates. So with the cast vote record, you're looking at one vote at a time. With this information, you're looking, in some cases, at maybe a block of several thousand votes. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that's interesting about the top graph on the statewide race is that Tina Peters, which is in green, is third place.
Put that back up, Logan, please.
Is at the bottom for the entire race. However, after about halfway through the graph, she starts getting closer and closer. And so if you were designing a program to keep viewers watching all of your commercials, you would want to have a narrative to say, well, she's behind, but she's catching up. Will she make it or not? And then when you go all the way to the right end of the graph, you can see that the last update, O'Donnell had 159,798 votes, and Tina Peters had 158,536. So we're talking about roughly 1,200 vote difference out of 500,000 votes, but that puts her in, keeps her in third place not to go to the runoff. Am I correct, Sharona, that the top two go to a runoff?
That's correct. Well, we don't have a runoff. It's a winner takes all here in Colorado.
Oh, okay. All right. So it was not as important as in states that do have a runoff.
But
I thought it was interesting that the margin of difference between second place O'Donnell and third place Peters got narrower and narrower as you went all the way to the right.
Sharona, how much longer can you stay with us, Sharona?
I'm good. I'm with you.
Okay. We're going to open the phone lines up, folks. Get your thoughts, your comments, your questions, because I also want to ask Dr. Walter Daugherty about the algorithms he has seen in other elections, because he's not had a chance to tell this audience about it. And then we're going to open the phone lines. So get ready for your questions. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we have just received a new shipment of freeze-dried food, and we have a new website where you can purchase it. It's wvwtvstore.com. That's the new website, wvwtvstore.com. Again, WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, wvwtvstore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life. All the details are there, 2,000 calories a day. Great description of exactly each entree, what you're getting. We have the 2-week plan, we have the 4-week plan, we have the 3-month plan, 6-month plan, and many of you have asked for a plan that's 1 year, a 1-year food supply. That's what I have. And many of you have asked for that. We added it. It's all available now at wvwtvstore.com. Now, I do want to tell you, on some of it, we're eating some of the cost of the shipping. In other words, we're not charging you for some of these plans what the shipping actually cost us. We're going to go ahead and eat the cost of some of the shipping. And if you want to know why shipping is expensive, well, for like the 1-year plan, that's a lot of buckets. That's a lot of weight. So again, you need to know that we're not charging you what the full price of the shipping is, because again, we're trying to be reasonable here. Look, we want to offer you this service. We appreciate your buying it from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We know you could buy it somewhere else, but when you buy it from us, you're also helping to support WVW Broadcast Network. Now, again, as we get into the fall, there's talk of pandemics and rolling blackouts and World War III and all the things that are going on in this world. The demand for freeze-dried food is going back up. We've actually had times and periods where the company says to us, we can't provide you with anything for right now. You're going to have to wait a few weeks. In some cases, they've even said a few months. We had to flip to another company because the company we were originally with stopped making it available to us as a distributor for months. So we have a great company we're working with. We appreciate them. We're getting shipments. But folks, when the demand kicks in, we can't guarantee you we can get it. If we can't get it, we can't offer it to you. So I would urge you to order while we can get it to you. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also text Melissa at that number and give her your name and your number and say, hey, call me when you can. She's swamped, folks. So be patient with her. She's absolutely swamped. But you can text her at 901-825-0652 or call her. Better to text her if you can, and then she'll call you as soon as she's able to. 901-825-0652. Otherwise, place your order.
at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, while we have it and while we can ship it to you. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Dr. Walter Doherty is with us, as well as Sharona Bishop. Dr. Doherty, you wanted me to go to magaraccoon.com/primaryresults.asp. AFP.
ASP.
ASP, okay. All right, there we go.
All right, select Colorado.
Okay, got to select Colorado for the state, okay.
Garfield County.
County is Garfield. C. Garfield. Let's see, where's... There it is. Okay, G. Okay, and then party, Republican?
Yes.
Okay, and then race?
Secretary of State,
okay. All right.
And then click view.
Okay.
And you'll have to wait a couple of seconds for it to digest the data and graph it.
I'm glad you said that because I started panicking when I said nothing happened. So I'm glad you said that. All right, there we go. Whoa.
Now, take a look at this. The left three-fourths of the graph, the green is Anderson, is in first place, the top line. The blue is Ina Peters, middle line. And the red is O'Donnell, the red line at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But look what happens about a fourth of the way from the end. All of a sudden, the green line amount, which was the number of votes that Anderson had, is now given to Tina. So the blue line jumps up to where the green line was.
Yes.
The green line jumps down to where the red line was.
Yes,
and
yes.
The red line jumps up to where the blue line was.
Yes. What does all that mean?
Well, what that means is that the list of three names, if they were tallying votes, got rotated. So the first name on the list got the second person's vote count, and the second name on the list got the third person's vote count, and the third name on the list got the first person's vote count. And then somebody said, oops, and put the right names on the count. But now I suspect they're going to flip it back because this shows Tina winning in Garfield County.
So this shows her winning in Garfield County. What you're saying is they put the wrong names. So in other words, they took the votes for Tina and they started giving them, discrediting them to someone else.
And similarly for all of the other candidates. So think of three bubbles on the ballot. So the first bubble was supposed to be, let's say, Anderson. No, she was the first. Tina was the first bubble. Is that right, Sharona?
Yep, that's correct. Yep, top
yeah,
line.
Yeah, because she was the top selection at the GOP convention. So that gives her first place on the ballot. So the first bubble was Tina. But they were counting first bubble votes for one of the other candidates.
Whoo!
Mm-hmm. And similarly, so if you think of all the three names, you know, Peters, O'Donnell, Anderson, they were giving the votes to O'Donnell, Anderson, Peters. And then down here at the end, they said, oh, got the wrong name on that bubble and switched them. But now this has Tina winning, which was obviously not the plan if you look at the rest of the state. So I would keep an eye on this graph and come back and punch view every couple of hours and see
now,
if it flips again.
So so obviously you're taking screenshots of all this, right?
Oh, yeah.
So are you saying, because I just took a screenshot of it right then. So are you telling me that you come back in later, look at Garfield County, it could be changing on us?
It already changed. It could change again.
And are you seeing this in any other counties or just Garfield County?
Garfield is the only one I've seen the names rotated on. But it raises the question, if this can happen in one county, were the names rotated in another county? In other words, where Tina was third place, was she really second place or first place?
Now, have you seen this done in other races in your research? For other, you know, because you've written whole reports on this.
Yes. It did happen in another state. I don't remember which one right now, but there was another state where the names were rotated on the against the vote counts.
Now, what is that piece of software called that's like a glide path coming into the airport for an airplane? What's that called? Integrated?
Proportional Integral Derivative Controller, or PID for short.
Is there any evidence that, or is it too early to tell if something like that was running in this race?
It's really hard to say because the updates are in such big batches. So it could be like the last, I'd say two-thirds of the statewide election. Looks like it is headed toward a particular destination. But I would need to see the more granular data to analyze it before I would say that.
All right, let's open the phone lines up because I'm already getting a lot of emails here on my side, and we haven't even opened the phone lines up, and I'm already getting emails. People are really upset because they're watching this whole thing happen in real time, and they're thinking, is this ever? I mean, are we ever going to have free and fair elections? Your thoughts, your questions for Dr. Walter Daugherty, for Sharona Bishop, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Really breaking news because this all happened last night. We secured Sharona last night for today. Dr. Daugherty, we called. He graciously agreed to come on just a few minutes before we went on to the air. And so we're getting a report that very few people have even seen yet. We're breaking some news here today. But this this story is going to – are we breaking news today right here, Sharona?
Oh, I believe we absolutely are. You know, they're so greedy. The left, the power-hungry political elite is so greedy that they are making mistakes left and right. And, yes, I believe that Garfield County, that's my county. That's where I live. I've already spoken to my county commissioners to give them a heads up, and we'll be consulting with the district attorney because there is something very nefarious going on here. And I want your listeners to know this: the machines in this county are not Dominion. This is a clear ballot machine.
I haven't even heard of clear ballot. There's so many machine companies out there. I know Dominion, ESNS, Hart, and this is another company, huh?
It is, and supposedly it has less features, making it more safe. You know what I mean? I mean, quote unquote. But any machine, as we know, is manipulative. And I've watched actually the manual manipulation of the assignment of the number to each county be switched, and therefore switch the total count for each candidate at the end of the race. I've watched that happen. I've seen it done by some of these incredible cyber experts, where they are able to go into the actual Dominion servers and switch the assigned number to each candidate, which again would reflect a different outcome. And I believe that's what we're seeing.
Alex Holderman,
that had Tina Peters getting 47% predictive outcome of 47% of the vote, and instead it's Pam Anderson getting 47% of the vote. It's an inverted outcome. And that would be very simple for Dominion to just have their programmer go in and flip that number.
Well, we have
the assigned candidate number.
We have Alex Holderman doing this for Congress and testifying, and he is not a Republican, I don't think, at all.
Right.
We have Kamala Harris on video saying we need to go to paper. We have Hillary Clinton warning about this. We have so many Democrats warning about this in 2016, but then when it was to their favor, now you're crazy if you talk about it. Phone lines are lit up, 1-800-347-9829. Let's start out with Eric in Frisco, Texas. Eric, you're on with Dr. Daugherty and Sharona Bishop.
Hi. I had a question about where it's the votes inverted in that county at 1:30. Where they're showing that change, is it impacting the graph on the major graph that's on, you know, for the entire race? Is that impact shown on that?
It's not shown on the entire race. Garfield County is a small county, but 900 votes constitutes 1/3 of the voter outcome in Garfield County. That's a big difference for that one county. And if people, if this inversion was done ahead of time, which I believe it was, the numbers are not reflecting what all of our polling suggested prior. They are literally inverted. And so it may just be that there was a glitch in the system, which happens. In fact, we got word from another county here in Colorado, Larimer County, that in the middle of elections yesterday, the Agilis machine performed a software upgrade. That has never happened. That's not legal. You can't have that happening in the middle of an election. And so there's been no word about it, no press release put out about it, nothing from the clerk and recorder in that county. Great county, by the way, good people. But that's happening, you know, machines are going to have glitches and things are going to happen. And this may just be our four-leaf clover right here in Garfield County.
Wow. Dr. Doherty, you want to respond to that?
Yes. Sharona's point is the right-on answer to Eric's question is that because it's a small county, it would just make a small blip in the total statewide vote, because the total statewide vote is something like 500,000. And so if you change 900 votes, that would make a very small change in the statewide curve.
Let's go to Tricia from Montreal, Wisconsin. Tricia, thank you for calling in today, Tricia.
Oh, hi. So my question is, and maybe this is just an idea for Sharona, is, could they do like they're doing in Georgia, where they're questioning the Brad Raffensperger? All the counties are questioning the results from that race.
I mean, that is what it sounds like is happening. We're fresh out of this last night, and people are pretty disillusioned this morning. I'm getting a lot of words that clerks are moving towards a hand count on their own. Remember that in Colorado, a bill was passed called SB 153 recently, and it does not allow for an audit by a clerk and recorder unless if it's approved by the Secretary of State. But hand counts can be requested by the candidates. And so we're already receiving word from clerks that they want us to request that hand count because they don't trust the outcome of the elections from last night.
Woo! Here's the other thing. You also had a bill in Colorado pass. It's already law, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that a clerk cannot criticize the Secretary of State. They could be fined and go to jail, correct?
That's correct. That's the same bill, SB 1.
So basically all the county clerks have lost their freedom of speech in Colorado. Right, Sharona?
Nope.
Is that right, Sharona? Sharona's moving, so we may have lost her on a blip there, but see if she'll come back. Let's go to line three. Jesus in Atlanta, Georgia. Go ahead, Jesus.
Yeah, hey, I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and I voted for Candace Taylor, and I did the affidavit, and I wonder if they could do the same thing there, get their voters to send in an affidavit that voted for her, especially in the home district, and compare those results to the machine's results.
And what you're talking about there, sir, for the audience who maybe doesn't know, is that Candace Taylor, who was running for governor, she had 60,000 volunteers. 60,000 volunteers, but only got 40,000 votes. So we have to believe that 20,000 of her volunteers voted for her, but that didn't vote for her. 20,000 didn't vote for her, and nobody else in the state. So if you got 60,000 volunteers, 40,000 of them vote for you, 20,000 chose not to, and then nobody else in the state voted for her. I mean, that'd be the equivalent, or it could be a mixture thereof. It doesn't make any sense, right, Jesus?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, all right. Let's come back with your calls, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829, Sharona Bishop of americasmom.net. Dr. Doherty, do you have a website you want to give out, Dr. Doherty?
I occasionally post on Telegram at Dr. D Presents, DR_D_Presents.
All right. We'll be right back with more of your calls, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Is this going to happen all across the country this fall? In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. The Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency, combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn you off, turn off your bank account, just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we who are patriotic conservative Christians
have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet, that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorist. We now know that the World Economic Forum, openly in their own documents, is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it, and when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information that's no obligation is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge?
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, website worldviewradio.com, 1-800-347-9829. Let's go back to the phone lines. Sharon from Oklahoma. Sharon, line one. Sharon, thank you for calling in today, Sharon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hey, we had our primaries yesterday here in Oklahoma, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they did exactly the same thing. I tell you what they're doing. They know that they're not going to win any seats this fall, the Democrats, because nobody's going to vote Democrat. So what they're doing is getting all the rhinos. Because that's every rhino won in Oklahoma, and none of the grassroots won.
And you know what? You know what, Sharon? That's what people are emailing me right now. They're saying the same thing you're saying, Sharon.
What are we going to do?
I don't know what we're going to do other than...
The Justice Department, nobody's being held responsible for anything, so they think they can just get away with what they got away with.
Well, I know that as we're speaking right now, there is a hearing taking place in court down in Louisiana. I think Mike Lindell's in the room. We're capturing it on one of our machines in the control room here to play back later. We have injunctions in Arizona that he has gotten behind and orchestrated. He's administered those and got behind those with his attorneys. Kerry Lake is the lead plaintiff. They're rolling those injunctions out in other states to block these machines. To show, and by the way, the declarations on those lawsuits include people like Dr. Walter Daugherty, who you're hearing from today. He wrote a declaration. Other people wrote declarations showing the corruption of the machines with hard, fast data. All these people who say, where's the information? Where's the proof? Where's the proof? This is conspiracy. It's been debunked. Or the people that attack Mike Lindell over and over and say, you know, he keeps promising information. He keeps promising information. He keeps promising information, but he never delivers. He just takes you to the next event that he's going to promote and says he'll release more data there. He's released data at every event. He's released data nonstop on radio. He's released data nonstop on television. If you go to the website, frankspeech.com, you can read the three Mesa County reports. You can read the reports with the declarations by Dr. Walter Daugherty and others that is filled with hard, fast data. The data is overwhelming. I know because I sit and I report on it and show the screenshots and build the PowerPoint. But people keep saying, well, where's his data? Either these people don't know what's going on, they're not paying attention, they're listening to Fox News and other mainstream outlets, and they're not paying attention to all the data he has dumped, or they are deliberately trying to discredit Mike Lindell and the entire movement, because the data is overwhelming. And we have it all at frankspeech.com. Would you agree, Dr. Doherty?
Absolutely. And the Mesa County race that we were talking about a few minutes ago with Sharona is the I guess you'd say, starting point for proving that the machines cannot be trusted. So look up, have your listeners and viewers look up the Mesa County report number 3, which shows that during the election, unauthorized databases were created and election records were deleted, both of which are illegal. And because of that proof, the machines are not trustworthy. And that's the argument that Mike Lindell's lawsuit with Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham as the plaintiffs is arguing, that in Arizona, since the machines have been shown to be untrustworthy, we should have hand-marked, hand-counted paper ballots.
And if you go to frankspeech.com, you scroll down the page, you can see it for those watching on television, you scroll down the page, and you will find, you will see, get back to it. Okay, bombshell proof, election machine manipulation. There it is. Bombshell proof.
I know everyone's been working so hard. Mike Lindell, everybody worked so hard on this, and they have so much proof. But if you don't have anybody in the law enforcement department that's on your side, who are you going to get to hold them responsible is what
I'm saying. That's very true. And we are hearing, however, that some sheriffs in some parts of the country are starting to take this very seriously and start doing something. But in the meantime, bombshell proof, election machine manipulation, that's the big square. If you go to frankspeech.com, scroll down the page, bombshell proof, election machine manipulation. There's tons of information just in that one report alone. Then you see this other one here, first preliminary injunction filed in Arizona. If you click on that one, you will come up with the information on that. But then you can also read all the testimony that went with that. So, I mean, the people who keep asking where's the proof, there's tons of proof. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Steve from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Steve in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Thanks for calling in, Steve. Hi, Steve.
I'm calling about what happened in 2018 in New Mexico. There was five Republicans that had huge leads in the Senate and House races. And at 11 o'clock, they closed the counting. And then 3 days later, after mail truck and delivery truck and delivery truck, they had overturned all of those by small margins to Democrats. One of them was Xochitl Torres Small. So that's all I have to say. It's like, people have seen this for several election cycles and have just ignored that, or, that can't be. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. Sharona, are you back with us?
I'm with you. Sorry, rural Colorado.
No problem.
I'm so sorry.
No problem. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tammy from Grand Junction, Colorado. Tammy, Grand Junction, Colorado. Go ahead, Tammy.
Hi there. My statement and question, I guess, is for Sharona. Just wanted to let her know, to let Tina know, that we know shenanigans happened. We still support her. There is no way that she lost in Mesa County. There is just no way. And especially as I looked at the state results, for Tina to be under the last candidate, to be under O'Donnell, that is just simply impossible in my mind. So my question is, we're all mad as heck in Mesa County to get a hand count or whatever. Is that already on the table?
Quick answer, Sharona. What can people there do?
Yes, well, I absolutely demand a hand count, and I believe that we'll be doing that as the campaign. We will be looking for these counties that we know supported Tina 100%. We're looking for six counties to do a hand count. And, Tammy, that is you to apply that pressure to the clerk and recorder acting over there and also the county commissioners. Yes, we'll lean into this. This belongs to you.
All right, Sharona Bishop, AmericasMom.net, and Dr. Walter Doherty, thank you to both of you for being with us. Folks, this is a bipartisan issue. I would be just as upset if I saw this kind of corruption going on and benefiting any other party. This is about free and fair. Take care.
Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to mypillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66%, on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.